And joining us on the line is the Star Weekly sports reporter for the Sunbury and Macedon Rangers, Tara Murray. Tara, good evening.
Good evening, Matt.
Now, it was a big weekend because all the footy leagues got up and running at full steam on the weekend. And before we take a look at that, though, a bit of news floating around in the netball world. Broadford unable to field an A-grade side in the Riddles District Netball League. And the league has also amended the rules regarding the under-19s. Can you tell us about that?
It was. Well, we had. I knew last week when I was out at the Lancel game that Broadford wasn't able to field an A-grade side and got the impression it was going to be for all year. And I spoke to the league last week and they confirmed that Broadford wouldn't have a team. A couple of teams that were really struggling in the Sunbury Kangaroos and Kilmore had managed to get up teams, which didn't look like that was going to happen for a while, which is really good for Sunbury since they didn't have an A-grade team last season, so they were looking at one point they were going to have two seasons in a row without an A-grade team, but they've managed to get that up. And what the league's decided to do, that under-19 players can play in under-19 and they can play up in a C-grade, a B-grade or an A-grade match if needed to cover the numbers. Usually they'd only be able to play so many matches in the higher grade before they'd have to stay in that grade and no longer be able to play under-19. But this allows them to play two games in the one day, gives them a bit more freedom, and it's going to help those struggling teams. So it's been brought in for all the teams, and as long as those stronger teams don't take advantage of it, I think it's going to be really beneficial for those teams that have struggled with numbers.
This follows on from an article I think you wrote a couple of weeks ago with junior footy struggling for numbers. Is this a much wider issue than what it appears to be on the surface? Because I know up in the Ballarat area, they're also struggling for numbers in both junior and senior football.
Well, it is an issue, and today at the AFL Goldfields, they've actually released that they're doing a review into their junior competitions. So that's across the board in football and netball, because they are struggling for a lot of numbers football-wise. Not necessarily numbers, but they're getting some teams very, very strong, where you've got a lot of these smaller teams, probably more country towns, are struggling for numbers. They said netball-wise, they've actually doubled their junior competition this year, so that's actually growing, but they want to make sure that they're getting the right pathways from your development programs, like your Auskick, and through the schools into the junior programs, and then flowing through to the seniors, and that's what I think they're struggling with, that flow through the whole way. They're missing that middle bit, which means then your senior sides are going to struggle.
Yeah, good to see that they're being proactive and getting on top of it early before it starts to become a really big issue, which is what it was looking for a few clubs. In the netball, though, some of the results from the weekend, Riddle getting up with an 18-point win over the Kookaburras, and just flicking through as well, Warren defeating Kilmore 55-16, Melton Central's too strong for Rockbank, and Macedon flexing its muscles against Woodend Heskett, whilst Rupert's would beat Sunbury. So, fairly interesting weekend in the Riddles District Netball League.
Looking at the results, none of them are real surprises. They're probably the stronger team. All the teams that have got up are probably the stronger ones, along with, I think, Lancefield will be a pretty good side, and I don't know what Rums is going to be in there in finals for the last couple of years. I think, looking at, I was out at the Riddle end, Diggers Rest game, and Diggers Rest snuck into sixth last year. But I think they're going to give sides a real run for their money. They've picked up a recruit in Meredith Ball, and from what I can gather, former Victorian player, very talented player, and I think her sister's actually an Australian international, and her in the goals with Amy Carroll, I think, will trouble a lot of sides. So it looks like a lot of the teams that were up there last season will be up there again. But for me, Diggers Rest, I think once they settle in, could be one to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, the netball league, over the next couple of weeks. Switching across to the footy, speak again of Diggers Rest and Riddle. It was a close first half in their match on the weekend, but then the Burrows kicked away in the second half, and I believe the Bombers only had one on the bench.
They did. They entered the game very undermanned. I was speaking to Troy Obel, and I asked him who was out, and he said it was probably easier to say who was available than who was out, is how long their injury list is. So they lost one player in the warm-up, so one of their reserve players actually played two games, and then they had three players go off injured in the first half. So for a team that was already struggling, knew they were going to struggle with fitness, and due to players being underdone and availability over the off-season, they thought they would run out of legs, but those injuries just compounded that, and Diggers Rest held them goalless in the second half.
16, 14, 110 to 4, 8, 32, the final score in that match. Other winners from the weekend in the RDFL, Sunbury, Macedon, Melton Centrals and Wallen. And, of course, it was Lancefield off the top of my head from the weekend.
Bradford.
They played Lancefield. I got the wrong way around. But any surprises out of those winners from round one?
Well, you've got Melton Centrals, and I think Rockbank was always going to be a close one. But I think, for me, probably the biggest surprise was the win of Sunbury over Rupertswood. Yes, Sunbury's recruited a lot of players in the off-season, but I think the size of the win is probably the biggest thing, because Rupertswood was a team that last year didn't get blown out. All their matches were reasonably close, and I don't think there's any over 30 points where this was just a thrashing. They got, like, gold. But a complete thrashing, so that was probably the biggest surprise, the result, the margin of the result.
Can they give Romsey and Diggers Rest a run for their money this year, do you think?
Sunbury Kangaroos?
Yes.
I think so. It'll be interesting this week, them facing Diggers Rest, because a lot of those two teams are saying those two teams are the favourite. I was actually speaking to the Romsey coach, Dean Helms, last week, and he thinks his side maybe was a bit of a slow starter. He said they had that brilliant year last year going undefeated, but he doesn't think it's going to be the case this year. So whether they're back to the pack, we'll have to wait and see. But I think the Kangaroos have definitely got the players to be up there with those top couple of sides.
And the Kangaroos do take on Diggers Rest this Saturday at the Boardman Reserve, but they're doing things a little bit differently. Of course, Anzac Day, the 100th anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli, and there's an inaugural Sunbury Dawn service as well this weekend, and both footy clubs are getting involved in it.
It is. I know Diggers Rest for the last few years has gone down to the Melton Dawn service, and this year it happened that they were playing Sunbury in the inaugural Sunbury Dawn service, so the two clubs decided that they would both go down to the Dawn service and get behind it, because I know probably it'll be interesting to see how the Dawn service goes, being the first year, knowing that there's a lot of others around the area. So you've got your local sporting club supporting that. That's a good start. And then it's going to flow on to the rest of the day, because the RSL, they've invited all the RSL members down to Boardman Reserve as guest of honour for the day. And they're going to have your traditional Anzac Day service with your last post, the national anthem and that. And they're going to celebrate that. And they've also created, this, I think it's 12 jumpers, which is a combination of the Sunbury Kangaroos jumper, the Diggers Rest jumper, and the Anzac Day logo. And they're going to present that to the RSL. I know some will go to the clubs, but they're also going to present it to Best on Field in the senior football and Best on Field in the A-grade netball to represent the day and such the occasion.
Great to hear that they're getting behind it. Is it possible that this might become an annual thing like they've got in the BFL between Darley and Bacchus Marsh on Anzac Day?
It is possible. I think it'll be early days, but I think both clubs are keen to get support for this day and look at making it something between the clubs, even if it's not necessarily Anzac Day, it's the Anzac Day week, and get the clubs down to the service and that. So I know both clubs are keen to look at possibly doing something further in the future.